master, you're home. I'm in the bathroom. Come on in. I missed you so much. Just quickly wash your hands if they're dirty.
To protect me from a UTI.
How exactly are you finger banging at work? Why aren't I wearing anything? Because my tail is already covered in fur, I would be too warm. Oh, the rest of me? Well, I have a towel on my head fur, and of course my collar, so I don't get lost. What more do I need? What? I knew you weren't a cat burglar breaking in. I can tell my master's footsteps all the way from the driveway. No, sir. I'm not saying humans are bad at sneaking. Or have bad ears, but, well, humans just don't have as quiet feet, or as keen ears, or anywhere near as good noses, or night vision, as us Nico. And your tails are, well, practically non-existent. But you have me to protect you from cat burglars with my sharp teeth. Chomp. And my deadly claws. Rah! Watch out, master. Oh, master. I love it when you rub my tail. Oh, yes. You seem to enjoy playing with him almost as much as he loves playing with you. Yes, he has a mind of his own. In fact, I named him Descartes because I imagined him as something of a philosophical zombie that to an outsider has the illusion of consciousness, but actually lacks any inner experience of qualia. No, I will not rename him to Descartes. You need to take things seriously sometimes. Chomp! I'm sorry, master, but 5 belly rubs was the limit for the day before I give you a chomp. Check if my head fur is dry yet, sir. Oh. You would rather check if my below fur is wet? That might get you a much harder bite. Oh, especially around the ears. Yes, give them some scratches. Double check my collar is secure, master. I should call it a necklace? We don't need to use a silly human word like that in our home. Here, Nikos can wear their collars. Your cat girl? Master, the people on TV say you shouldn't use that word. Of course, you can still call me a kitten. I just love when we're alone. Humans can be such busybodies, always worrying about collars and the words a master calls their pet. And we can do our indoor kisses. No, sir, we can't play yet. Why? Well, I was hoping. It's just, you haven't taken the time to groom with me lately, and I thought we could take a shower. Sir, those dumb human chemicals can't get you clean, not properly. Don't you want my scent on you, instead of smelling like some silly soap? So that everyone will know I belong to you. At least, everyone without a weak human nose. Oh no. Nobody could possibly think you belong to me. The human is always the master. Don't you want to let your pet run her tongue all over you, sir? Over everywhere? I know I want it so bad. Won't you do it for your cat girl? You will? Yay. Just lie back. Let's take off those silly human clothes. Aniko and her human, I mean, a master and his pet, should never wear silly clothes when they are alone together. Lay on the bed, sir. I know where you've been waiting for me to clean, to run my little pink tongue across. Oh, yes. Your armpits. Humans have the hairiest armpits. So salty. But a hint of sour. Master, did you ever clean yourself before I came and did it for you? Showers? Humans and their fake grooming and their stupid clothes. Yes, let me get to your chest. Oh, you like that? On the hair around your nipples? You always tell me to clean extra diligently there. Don't jump, Master. It's just a nibble. I did not bite you. I was just trying to pull off a stray fuzzy with my teeth and maybe missed by a bit. Well, don't expect me to groom you and then complain about how I do it. Me getting saucy? Why, no, sir. Now your tummy. No, silly. Belly rubs are for kittens. You get licks. So soft against my tongue. Not like Aniko hair at all. What, Master? You want me to clean down there? But what about the rest of you, sir? Your arms and legs and your anterior clavicle? If you insist. Oh, there is a lot of hair down here for me to clean. What, Master? But, Master, you don't have any hair on there. No, Master, I can't groom there. You're talking silly. But I... Master, I've heard stories about Nikos who groom, places they shouldn't, on humans. And then those masters, they start spoiling their kittens. And it gets worse and worse until one day the Niko starts acting like the master and the human like the pet, and... Of course, a good kitten should do what her master tells her. Okay, sir. But promise me you won't turn into a master that spoils his pet. Just promise me. Is that clean enough, sir? More? My Niko tongue isn't too rough on such a sensitive place, is it? I've heard the frenulum, right below the head here, is extra delicate. Use my whole mouth, but that sounds... Master, that doesn't... But... Fine, but please remember your promise. Oh, yes, rub my ears, I love it. Mm. It has to be clean by now. No? Oh, Master, you were saying silly things. No, Master, you're saying silly things. Saying that, well, that I was the best kitten, and you'd do anything for me, and give me as many treats as I want, and you didn't want to spend any time with any other Nikos, or even any human girl. Only me, forever and ever. No, Master, those are bad things to say. No, you can't mean them. Those are things naughty pets trick their human into saying, and I'm... Master, please stop trying to capture my tongue like it's a toy mouse. And squeezing my soft little butt. I'm not being a disobedient kitten, sir. I really like rubbing my nipples through your chest pelt. Oh, not at the base of my tail. That's... Oh, I get too excited. Stop. Sir, what are you doing? No, Master, we can't mate. You know why? Because I already have your little kitten in me, sir. Mate again? That's silly, Master. You have to find other females to breed with. There's no need to waste your, special human milk on me. Add to the litter. That's not how it works, Master. You only ever want to mate with me? Even forever and ever? Oh, no. I tried to warn you. Some owners become enamored, addicted even to their pets, and then the next thing you know, the Niko is training the Master to only love her, to only want to be with her. Is that what happened, sir? Is it? I'm weak, Master. I'll do anything for you to say you love me. I'll get my claws into you and never let you go. It's just how we are. You should know better. You're the human. I love you too. Mate with me, Master. Every day until I deliver. Twice a day, even. Try for that litter. You know. It could already be twins. Or more. Is that why you mated with a Niko? To see how many kittens you can fill her belly with? How big she could blow up? You like that, will you? My stomach a balloon? But as long as I can roll over and spread my legs for you... I'm gonna scratch you up so bad for doing this to me. Oh, fuck me. say whatever the fuck I want. Oh, that's right. I'm a stray cat that uses her cunt to fuck her human. And drains his balls until she gets pregnant. That's what you really want, isn't it? Fuck. Not a well-trained little pet, but an alley cat that says nasty words. That wraps her legs around you, twists her hips as she pulls you in, and bites and claws you until you're crisscrossed all over with red marks. So everyone fucking knows you belong to her. That you're her fucking pet. Yes, lick them. You can't wait until they fill with milk. Yes, bite them. Toughen them up. Baby Nikos have sharp teeth. I need to prepare for a hungry little kitten. I'm just an animal for you to fuck. I'm just a cunt. Oh, no, I'm not gonna say it. Oh, no. No. Fine. A pussy. Pussy cat's dripping wet pussy. Loves to drink up all your cream. Is that what you want to hear? Oh, yes. Play with my tail. Kiss it. Lick it. Master, don't bite. Pull my tail. Pull my tail, master. Please, pretty fucking please. Oh, yes. Oh, just hold it there. Push every last drop of that cream in for your pussycat. The baby will be fine, you worrywart. My tail serves as such a soft little brush for cleaning your more sensitive areas. Brushy, brushy. Let Descartes spread my juices all over, so every bitch you meet will know to stay the fuck away. No more belly rubs. It's hardly even a bump. That's probably just some fat. No, you're cynical. All right, spoon behind me. Yes, that's our little kitten. That's your daddy, little one. Stop calling me a kitten. I'm a grown cat woman with her very own kitten growing inside me. I'll always be your kitten. Well, my pet, as long as you don't get the idea that you're the master, I guess you'll actually be his or her pet, too. What? We'll both be their pet? At their every beck and call? Fuck. I guess you're right. But I've gotten so used to being in charge. Why'd you ever go along with this flight of fancy? Have a baby. You're the human. You're supposed to protect me from myself. You really should have known better. Master.